Good morning to you. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of July 24th. Thanks to Steve Suman for preparing this report for us. Our forecast calls for high temperatures in the 90s through midweek, some rain chances through the weekend. This is a little bit warmer than the July and August averages, but a cool down is on the way. The main thing yesterday was all the wildfire smoke in the air. It was the worst I've seen yet. If you have a compromised respiratory system, you might have to limit your time outdoors for a few days. This week, DNR fisheries biologist Max Wolter discusses how river muskies handle hot water temperatures. Fisheries biologists consider muskellunge a cool water species. Muskies don't have the poor tolerance for warm water that trout and salmon have, but they also are not comfortable in warm water as are bass and panfish. The ideal temperature for muskellunge is in the neighborhood of 70 degrees Fahrenheit. However, what happens when the water becomes warmer? Recently, a tagging study from Maryland shed some light on how river muskies behave when things get hot. The researchers tracked fish throughout the year, including times when the water got hotter than what muskellunge prefer. The researchers noted that when the main river reached 75 degrees, about half the muskies fled to areas with cooler water, such as creek mouths and other areas with cooler water inputs. As muskies congregated in these areas, they also became less active. At water temperatures around 79 degrees, about 90% of muskies in the study sought cooler refuges. This is a great look at what we in Wisconsin can expect in our river muskie fisheries as the climate continues to warm. And there are several implications. First, protecting cool water habitats is critically important. These areas will be necessary refuges for many different species, including muskellunge. Second, when muskies are forced to congregate in small areas, they might be more susceptible to exploitation or other stressors. Periods of very low water, another expected outcome of a changing climate, can drive this same phenomenon. Studies such as this one in Maryland give us a good idea of what we can expect in the near future. It will be up to biologists and partners to protect habitats and mitigate climate change to maintain the high-quality river muskellunge fisheries we currently enjoy. Well, thank you, Max. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. will host its free kids' fishing day Sunday, August 6th from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Black Iron Grill on Highway 77. Experienced anglers will guide 10 to 16-year-old anglers on the Tiger Cat flowage from 9 a.m. to noon, and then everyone will finish the day with a shore lunch and prize distribution. If you want to participate, it requires pre-registration at Hayward Bait. A parent or guardian must be present to sign the form. If you'd like to volunteer at the event, call Mike Person at 715-634-4543. If you'd like more information, call Hayward Bait. The number is 715-634-2921. Hunters and trappers should note that the application deadline for bobcat and fisher harvest permits is Tuesday, August 1st. Permit drawings will take place in mid-September. Applicants can check their drawing status at gowild.wi.gov. Let's get to the fishing report. Fishing remains good in general for most species, though you might have to fine-tune your approach and timing for the best success. Some warm temperatures this week could affect fish movement and locations as well as feeding time, so check with your favorite bait shop. Muskie fishing is good and consistent. Fish are around weeds, weed edges, rock, and other structure, and baitfish and panfish concentrations in depths to 22 feet. Go deep or troll during daytime hours with warm water temperatures, but If it's too warm, avoid stressing the fish and delay your fishing to cooler periods. Use small bucktails, gliders, and topwaters for casting. Walleye fishing is fair to good, but it's inconsistent right now. Deep weed edges, humps, and areas with suspending bait fish are holding walleye. Fish will head deeper if water temperatures warm. Leeches, crawlers, and minnows work well, as do trolled crawler harnesses, Lindy rigs, bottom bouncers, crankbaits, and stick baits near the bottom. The northern pike action is good to very good, and it's an all-day bite. Smaller fish provide good action in and around shallower weeds in depths to 12 feet. For bigger pike, work bigger baits on deeper weeds and brush. Baits of choice include northern suckers, minnows, bucktails, spinners, spinner baits, spoons, swim baits, and crank baits. Largemouth bass fishing is good to very good around shallow weeds, wood, lily pads, slop, and sandy shorelines. Some fish are holding on somewhat deeper structure. Best baits include drop shot and Ned rigs, buzz baits, spinner baits, swim baits, crank baits, and topwaters and weedless frogs. Smallmouth bass action is good to very good. Look for fish primarily on deep rock, wood, and other structure and hard bottoms. Sucker minnows, leeches, and crawlers are working well. For artificial baits, use Ned and drop shot rigs, finesse baits, plastics, tubes, swim baits, and topwaters. Crappies are less active. Fishing is fair to good right now. You'll find them on deep weed edges, humps, cribs, and other structure, and bogs in the evening. Crappie minnows, panfish plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs work well, as do beetle spins. The bluegill fishing is good to very good around shallow weeds and docks. Bigger bluegills are near the bottom around deeper structure. Leaf worms, crawler chunks, leeches, various panfish plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and plain hooks are all excellent offerings for bluegill. Few events coming up. The Northwoods Bass Anglers are holding their Big Chip Open Tournament on July 30th. For more information, text 405-227-1789. Full moon coming up on August 1st. Jack Pine Savage Days in Spooner will be August 4th and 5th. For more information, call 715-635-2168. Your application deadline for bear and spring turkey permits is August 10th. The Sawyer County Fair is coming up August 17th through the 22nd. You can get more information on the fair by calling 715-699-2022. The Sealy Lions Pre-Fed Bike Race is August 19th. It runs from 9 a.m. to noon. The Hayward Bass Club is holding a free youth bass tourney at the Landing Resort on August 20th. It'll go from noon to 4 p.m. And you can get more information by texting 405-227-1789. The Hayward Bass Club's also holding its Tom Turner Benefit Tourney on the Tiger Cat. Headquarters are at the Black Iron Grill on August 27th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, it's that same number. Text 405-227-1789. Excuse me. Another full moon coming up on August 30th. That's it. If you want to know anything more about what's happening, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and view the calendar of events. If you have a question, call us down at the office. The chamber line is 715-634-8662, and you can reach the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau at 715-634-4801. Have a good week. Talk to you next Tuesday.